with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and the U.S. government have agreed to a deal marking an end to a stalemate that has gone on for years.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will resolve a long-running legal saga over the publication of a trove of classified documents. Assange is scheduled to appear in the U.S. federal court in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentence of the 5 years Assange has already spent in a high-security British prison while fighting to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's been a favorable response to last week's Supreme Court ruling on guns in domestic abuse cases.
Tiffany Tate McDaniel runs The Family Place, a safe haven for those victimized by domestic abuse.
This ruling is monumental.
The Supreme Court justices, on an 8-1 decision, rejected a lower court ruling that had struck down the ban on someone named in a restraining order having a gun.
Just the threat of a gun is really an abusive situation, right? To have a gun in the home and knowing that the offender can use it against you at any time.
According to figures from the group Every Town for Gun Safety, 70 women a month on average are shot and killed by an intimate partner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri have blocked parts of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan. The judge's ruling issued Monday say that the U.S. Department of Education cannot help borrowers ease their loan repayment burdens going forward under a rule set to go into effect July 1st. On Wall Street, the Dow by 260 points. This is SRN News. The Far East is a growing mission field. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just months into office, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has gained national attention for his push for groundbreaking conservative policies. This month, the 53-year-old Republican signed the nation's first law requiring that the Ten Commandments be posted in every public classroom, right on the heels of another new law classifying abortion pills as dangerous controlled substances. This is SRN News. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened a record number of people over the weekend, with even bigger crowds on the way.
If you think airports are crowded this summer, it's not your imagination. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened a record number of travelers on Sunday, just under 3 million people. The TSA expects to break the 3 million mark on Friday, as many Americans get an early start on their July 4th travel plans. The TSA expects to screen more than 32 million people between Thursday and July 8th. Airlines for America, a trade group representing the largest U.S. carriers, predicts that air travel this summer will rise 6.3% over last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.